WBTFM 90.7 Blacksburg.
This hour of programming is brought to you by the Lyric Theater. Located at 135 College Avenue in downtown Blacksburg, the Lyric presents Caldecott medalist Chris Rashka with award-winning poet Nikki Giovanni on Sunday, September 30th at 3 p.m. Together they have written and illustrated two children's books, The Genie in the Jar and The Grasshopper's Song. Their performance will feature readings and live illustrations. Tickets for this event are on sale now at the Lyric Theater box office and online at www.thelyric.com. WUVT thanks the Lyric Theater for their support.
Thank you. save you. I meant mine. And I dragged my bombs through the gulf of your dreams.
John Whitehead.
Anthony Latour may not have been rapping the young MCs off to the principal's office I go, but that's exactly where he ended up when school officials found out he was writing violent rap lyrics. School officials considered the lyrics a true threat, but a federal court called it constitutionally protected speech. The point of law is our First Amendment. The right to freely express yourself is one of your first liberties.
For a free book about your first liberties, call toll-free 888-287-1787.
More music, WUVT. So our programming is brought to you by the Lyric Theater, located at 135 College Avenue in downtown Blacksburg. The Lyric presents Caldecott medalist Chris Roschka with award-winning poet Nikki Giovanni on Sunday, September 30th at 3 p.m. Together they have written and illustrated two children's books, The Genie in the Jar and The Grasshopper Song. The performance will feature readings and live illustrations. Tickets for this event are on sale now at the Lyric box office and online at www.thelyric.com. WVT would like to thank the Lyric Theater for their continued support. My name is Chris Winfield. You're listening to WUVT. Up now, new music by Mono. New music from Mono only on WUVT-FM. Here's a public service announcement. If you're interested in bugs, then you can come to the second annual Hoagie Bug Fest on Saturday, October 20th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This family-friendly event will be held in the Latham Ballroom at the Inn at Virginia Tech. Attractions include the Alberti Flea Circus, the Hoagie Bird, an insect zoo, and dozens of exhibits. For more information, you can visit www.hoagiebugfest.org. Just want to talk about Mono real quick. I think it's kind of weird when post-rock bands use violins like that, and then they just play their guitars really fast underneath. I think that's kind of defeating the purpose. Isn't it supposed to be, you know, orchestral music without, instruments from an orchestra? It's supposed to be, you know, like guitar music. So I'm going to go back. We're going to look at Talk Talk Album's Laughingstock. It's supposed to be the first, you know, real defined as post-rock album. Not that I know a whole too much about it, but here's Talk Talk. You're listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg, 90.7 on your radio dial. This is Chris Winfield, and this is Khan.